You are a blessing in my life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. You are a blessing in my life. I've thought oftentimes about how wonderful people are who are a blessing in my life. I've considered how many people have done beautiful things in my world and been a blessing in my life. Now, I recognize that I've created these people in my world. I've created these people to be a blessing in my life, and I've created these people as wonderful, dynamic, forceful people who are a joy to have in my life, a joy to have in my world, a joy to have in my experience. Now, every time I think about them, I think how wonderful they are. I think how grand they are and how beautiful they are and how significant they are in my world. Every time I think of them, and I think of them every now and then, I think of my brother, and I think how significant he has been in my life and what sort of things I think of when I think of him and what sort of wonderful attitudes I have when I think of him. I think of my brother Ray and the things that he has done and the world that he has lived in and the excitement that he's had and all of the magic that he's gone through and all of the people that whose lives he's touched, who have been blessed and benefited by his presence. My brother Howie, how wonderful he has been to the world, and all of the people that he's touched in his life, and all the significant people that he has done, and to me. Even though I sometimes think we don't communicate as much as I'd like, I think even me, how much he has meant to me. And then I think of my sisters. My goodness. My sister May was always out there. Whenever there was a need, she'd call me. And whenever there was a desire, she'd call me. Whenever she had to have something to be fulfilled, she'd call me. And I just felt so honored by that. She needed me, she wanted me, and she enjoyed me. And it was a great experience. My sister Marie, she'd call me and tell me different things about her family. Mainly, I'd go visit her, and in the visit, I'd find out all the wonderful things that are going on in her world and all the things that she felt that I meant to her. She would call me, ask me to speak at various groups that she had in various cities wherever she lived. And primarily when she was living in Delaware, she would have me come and speak at the firehouse. She'd have a large group of people there to hear my talk and hear my lectures. It was always a wonderful and exciting experience, and it still is, whenever I think of Marie. And when I think of my mom and dad and how they contributed to my life and the things that they did in my world. And I think of Ellen and Sylvia and Ingeborg and how they are in my world and continuously in my world, always standing by my dreams and my goals, making them their dreams and their goals, and just having a wonderful time in life. It's such a joy to be with people who like themselves and are excited about where they're going in life. And then there are all of the others. I don't want to begin to start naming them because I don't want to forget anybody, but all the others who have been so significant in my life. Naturally, my son, too, and how wonderful he has been in my world, and my grandson, and my wife, and all these people who have contributed so deeply and so wonderfully to my life. They're a blessing in my world. And every time I think of them, I think of them that they're a blessing in my world, and I think how blessed I am to have them in my world. They do everything they can to make my world brighter and more full. They do everything they can to make me feel like I'm 10 feet tall all the time. Whenever I'm in their presence, I always feel so magnificent, so wonderful, and so joyful. I think of a lot of people who have come into my life. I think of my neighbors and how I delight in them, and I think of friends that I've made over the years and how they are still friends and still delightful beings in my world who are a blessing to me in every way. No matter who I think about, they are a blessing in my world. No matter who I think about in my world, they are a blessing. It doesn't matter who they are. I think of my time in the Navy way back when, and I think of the people that I had met. And the people are just like fresh, brand new as I think about them. And they're just fresh, brand new, right out of the box, right out of the friendship box. And they're right here in my heart. And I think about our experiences that we had together in the Navy. I think about our experiences we had after the Navy and how I happened to come to the same town that they lived in and had a newspaper there in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, and many other wonderful adventures. And then I let my mind drift back into my childhood, into my early years, and I think of the people that I had as friends, the people that were significant in my life. Perhaps they were just passing through. Perhaps they were just momentary. But no one is ever momentary. Everyone is always forever. Whatever experiences I've had have been such a blessing to me, have been such a joy to me, such an uplifting experience to me. It's so rewarding and so fulfilling and so magnificent. Now, there's another word that fits that very well, two words, and they're very significant. And every time I bring up my past, or I bring up people in my world, or I bring up people that I'm working with, Ellen Jeremini constantly says, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, you live unconditional love." And I say to her, I would like to believe that at all times, that I live unconditional love. And in truth, Ellen is right. Because as I look at my life, as I look at the people in my world, as I look at all the circumstances, whether they were circumstances that I found great joy in or circumstances that made me a little sad, all of the circumstances were ones that brought me great joy. They were a blessing to me, even though I couldn't quite see it at the time. They were a blessing. And because they were a blessing, and because I treat them as a blessing, they are an expression of unconditional love. And this is the way I like to live my life. This is the way I like to think my thoughts and do everything that I am. Live in the awareness of totally unconditional love. Everyone's a blessing in my life because I am a blessing in my life. I live all of my life, I live all of my days wrapped in the wonderful warm blanket of unconditional love. And everyone I think about, I wrap in that blanket with me with unconditional love. When people are having problems and their life seems to give them quite a tussle, I wrap them in my blanket of unconditional love and I say, "Hey, you'll see your way through this. You may live, you may die, you may get well, you may stay sick, you may do all these things that you wish, you may be rich, you may be poor, it doesn't matter. You are in my blanket of unconditional love." Not for 1 minute would I change your opportunity to find yourself, to be aware of who you are, to know who you are and love yourself. That's unconditional love. Unconditional love is just allowing everyone to find who they are and be who they are and express who they are. And when everyone, and I would just delight in that blessing, if everyone had the gift that I have of having everyone in their world be a blessing, have everyone in their world, as in my world, be a blessing. And I guess this is the key point here. Everyone in my world is a blessing to me, and I am aware of it. That perhaps is the most important and telling point. Everyone is a blessing to me, and I am aware of it. Everyone is a blessing to me, and I am aware of it. My sister Marie is always doing lovely things for me. She is truly always a blessing for me. And she knew that I had loved the phrase, I love me, I like me, I love me, I like me. And so she was in a department store in New York, and she saw this mirror hanging there, and etched on the bottom was, I love me. So every time you look in the mirror, you see this etching, I love me. And my sister thought that was so wonderful, she had to send me two of them. One for my house and one for the monastery. So here in the Hermitage, every time I look at the wall, every time I look toward my flowers, every time I look at the doorway, there is the mirror hanging there saying, I love me on it. And I not only think I love me, which is a lovely thing to think, I think, I love you, Marie. Thank you for your being such a blessing in my life. Thank you for being such a glorious being in my life and so wonderful in my life. And I am just so honored to have you as a sister in my life. Now, you say, well, Herb, that's not too difficult to be thankful for a family member. It's not too difficult to be thankful for someone in your own family who finds that you're a blessing in their life and they're a blessing in your life. That's not too unusual. Well, that's true. That's not too unusual. But the thing is, I am aware of it. And I am aware of it every moment of my life. I'm aware every moment of my life that every single person in my world is a blessing to me. No matter whether that person might seemingly be doing something that is distressing, or that person is doing something that is a delight, whatever it may be, they are a blessing in my life. Now, if I can learn not to judge another person who is doing something or being something or saying something or acting in some way that I do not find favorable, if I can not judge them, if I can keep them in my unconditional love, purely in my unconditional love, they have been the greatest blessing that I shall ever know. Because when I train myself to be more unconditionally loving, when I train myself to be more unconditionally loving of every circumstance and every condition, everything that happens in my life, I'm unconditionally loving of it, then truly everything is a monumental blessing in my world. And I am uplifted in such a fabulous way that it's just unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. I was in Switzerland and Heinz wanted me to come and visit him at his home in the Swiss Alps. And he came and picked me up in Lugano and brought me to his home. Well, when we got to his home, he had a young lady visiting with him. And the young lady was a very charming young lady. And we had some wonderful talks together. And then I spoke to them and I said to them, now, I do not judge you guys in anything that you do. And they had specifically asked me about relationships outside of marriage. And I told them that these relationships were the business of whoever had them, and it was none of my business. And I had no thought I personally would do what I would do, but that's my personal choice. And my personal choice is not necessarily the choice of everybody else. Well, as it was, the discussion turned to the thought, what should we do? What are our values? Where do we place the importance of things in our life? And as the discussion went on, it revealed itself that each person there, Heinz and his friend and I, each person there was indeed loving themselves, liking themselves. We had respect for ourselves. And we lived and did everything we did with respect for ourselves. And with this respect, we looked at each other and we knew that each other was an unconditionally loving being. And I totally loved both Heinz and his lady friend. I totally loved everything that we did there. And I totally loved all of the circumstances that were taking place unconditionally. Now you say, well, Herb, if you love them unconditionally, why are you speaking about them now? Well, I'm speaking about them now because they are something that every one of us face from time to time. What is it that we are going to do? What values do we have? What values do we have? And those values are very important. I know my mother had a value back in the days of values of that type, and she would say to her five kids, she would say, now, I realize that you have boyfriends and girlfriends and that you have these people and you're very close to them and that you feel very important with them, but I will not allow you to have them stay overnight in my house. This was part of mother's attitude and part of mother's tradition. And so it was with all of us children. We respected that and we honored that. And we would never think of bringing someone in violation of mother's rule of the house. Now, mother didn't say it was right or it was wrong. She just said, in my house, I do not allow unmarried people to live together. And that was just her choice. And as her choice, we respected it. And that was a blessing to me. It was a blessing to me beyond anything that one can ever imagine. I never had the desire to have those type of experiences. Now, you see, when we build up values in our life, we never have the desire to have experiences that are not beneficial to us. And so all of my life, I have lived with that attitude, never having the desire to have experiences that are not beneficial to me. Now, basically, I have maintained that throughout my entire life, and I'm sure I will for the rest of my life, however long that's going to be. And science is giving me more and more years and more life, and who knows, 100, 200, wouldn't that be interesting? In a healthy body, with a healthy mind, all go together 100%. For you too. Don't think it's just me. And it's right now. Now, whatever experiences you may be having in your life right now, if you start living according to your values, if you start living 100% according to your recognition of who you are, that you're divine, that you're wonderful, and see everybody in your world, even the people that are not nice to you or even the people that cause you conflict, you look at everyone and you see them with the eyes of unconditional love. You see them with the eyes of peace and harmony and goodness. And as you see them with these eyes of magnificence, what do you say? What do you think? What do you believe? What are your values? What are my values? Values are something that we're doing a great deal of talking about these days because it's something that's so significant. Values are that upon which the world is based. Now, no matter how fast the world goes, no matter how magnificent it keeps expanding, no matter how gloriously the new ideas come out and shine forth in our life, no matter, values always remain the same. Does it bless me? Does it bless others? Does everything I think, does everything I say, does everything I do, is everything I am a blessing to all the world? If I am a blessing to all the world, because it's my creation. The world is my creation. If I look at the world and see them at war and I say, oh dear, they're at war, then I am blessing them at war. But if I look at the world and see them unhappy and I say, all is in harmony now, all is in balance now. If I look at an accident and I say, oh, all is in divine right order right now, then that accident ceases to be a horrendous accident and it becomes just an incident that is not of little importance. And even that shouldn't have happened at all. You see, this is my world. This is your world. I created it, and I create it every moment. I'm creating it again and again and again. I'm creating it new each instant as I think about it. And as I think about it, I create it new. And I create peace on earth. It began with me everywhere. I create joy on earth. I create health. Oh my goodness sakes, yes. I create health in everybody's body. I create everyone with a healthy mind. I create everyone thinking healthy thoughts. I create everyone enjoying health. That's a joyful, wonderful thing. Wow, wow. I create everyone abundant. I create everyone having independent wealth that just allows them to do everything they want to do and go everywhere they want to go and be everything they want to be. I create everyone to be just so fantastically joyful and so fantastically wealthy, so fantastically healthy. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Now, I do walk into the homes of some people, the lives of some people, where they're experiencing a problem, and they purposely don't want to change it, because they feel they deserve that problem for some thing that they've done in their life that everyone else has 100% long forgotten, and they have it in the back of their minds, and they are not even sure about it themselves, but they think that they deserve to have the unhappiness that they're experiencing at the moment. And there's no way to clean out that bit of garbage from our mind. There's no way for me to go in and wash it out for them. So all I do is go in and tell them how wonderful they are, how much I love them just the way they are. No matter what the past has been, no matter what the future portends, right now, in this moment, I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I say it with all the integrity, all the meaning, all the significance of my heart. And I say it to them, right to their face, right to their heart, right to their life. And they say, yeah, but look at this terrible thing here. And I say, well, look at how wonderful you are. Lift up your eyes from the appearances, from the illusions, from the apparent things that are there, and watch the change take place. Watch the change take place. As I go out at night, I leave the bright house, and I go out into the dark night. And outside, there's not a star in the sky. There's nothing around. It's all so black, black, black. And then as I stand there for a few moments and I look around at the sky, or maybe even close my eyes for a moment, and then I look at the sky and I look at the sky, and little by little a sprinkling of stars pop through the heavens, and out they come. They've been there all the time, and pretty soon it's as though I can see the ground as clear as during the day. There's an inner light in me that's shining out, that's illumining all of the world that I look upon. And pretty soon, where there was a black night. Now it is a beautiful starlit day. It is beautiful and bright, and I can see everything. Now, you see that the night is still there. The blackness is still there. The darkness is still there. But I now can see. I now can see. Now, with each of us in our life are experiences, negative experiences, which make us think that that's the blackness. And we look at those negative experiences and we see the blackness. And then we look beyond the negative experiences. We look to see the stars. We look to see the light. We look to see the peace. And pretty soon, the negative experiences, which might be called the darkness, the negative experiences are not there anymore. They're illumined by our inner light, by our inner brightness, by our inner illumination. And we now can see where before we couldn't, before, but we could really, but before we didn't, because we didn't allow it to happen. But when we allowed ourselves to stand in the darkness for a few moments and acclimate ourselves to the realization that we are the light of the world, we are the light that is everlasting, we acclimate ourselves to that realization, and then it is there. How glorious that is, how wonderful that is. We have that opportunity to know who and what we are at all times. We have that opportunity to be who and what we are at all times. We have that opportunity right now. And it's up to us to start taking that opportunity and making it into the wonderful thing that it is. Because we're opening our eyes. We're saying, I love me. We're saying, I am unconditional love. We're saying, all the world is a blessing and I created it that way. We're saying, we look beyond the darkness and we find the light. We look beyond that which seems to be impenetrable and we move forth into the truth, into the blessing that's there. All of life is a blessing. Everyone in life is a blessing. And everyone in my world has been a blessing to me because I created them that way. And I create every experience that I ever have as a blessing. And though some may mean something for evil, as the saying goes, the divine means it for good, as always. And if I will always remember that, regardless of what the intention was for something, if I see it for good, if I see it as a blessing, then for me, for my world, and for all that matters, it is a blessing. And I wrap it in my blanket of unconditional love, and it's snuggled right close to me, lovingly, joyfully, perfectly. And in the warmth of this snuggle, in the warmth of this closeness, it is a blessing indeed. And I am very thankful for it. But I made the decision. How about you? Are you ready to have your blanket of unconditional love encircle your world and cuddle your world to you? And let your entire world and your entire life, oh my, oh my, oh my, my entire life be a blessing. I love you. I love you. I love you.